shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Now at 4:30, we'll get a look today at the body cam video and the death of a man at the hands of Raleigh police. What we're expecting to see and what law experts say needs to change.
And there's already some rain on the radar. Take a look at these scattered showers. We won't see much of it today, but there's a lot more to come tonight and through the weekend.
And we'll give you a live look out at the site of Super Bowl 57. This is Glendale, Arizona. We're just 2 days away from the big game. What you need to be doing today to make sure your Super Sunday goes off without a hitch. Getting your Friday started without a hitch. 4:30 is the time right now. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Elizabeth hinted at it, though. Sunday's going to be a good day to stay indoors and just watch the big game because it's going to be a rainy weekend. And we're starting to see those showers now. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tracking that rain for us.
Here's a live look at the dual Doppler 5000 radar. Definitely a wave of rain coming through the area right now. Most of us seeing it up near the Virginia line, say up around I-85 up to Mecklenburg County, not seeing as much of it there. And right now, most of Cumberland and Sampson counties are dry. But we'll zoom in and you can see some showers from Smithfield to Goldsboro to Wilson to Rocky Mount, and then back over around Raleigh-Durham and back toward parts of Chatham County towards Siler City. Here's a look at Futurecast. We'll kind of walk through the morning. You can see this wave of rain starts to move out of here by around 6 a.m. That's great news because, you know, just a little bit of rain during the commute can cause big, big headaches, but it looks like it'll stay fairly dry through the commute itself. Futurecast wants to show a little bit of clearing. I don't think we're going to see a whole lot of sunshine today, but a peak of sun now and then wouldn't be out of the question. Starting at 3 o'clock, we'll see the next wave of rain beginning to approach our southwestern counties, and it does look like it will be a very wet evening commute, so keep that in mind. After we get to, say, 7 or 8, it mostly lingers in our eastern counties, so Rocky Mount, Goldsboro, Clinton, and Fayetteville on through the night. Now, it is fairly wet out there, even though we're going to see the rain mostly tapering off before a lot of people head out on the roads. It is going to be wet. You can see that there in Chapel Hill, and we take a live look at downtown Raleigh as well, down Jones Street, wet here, too. It is 64 degrees, and we have a solid wind coming out of the southwest still. 61 Southern Pines, 66 Rocky Mount, 63 in Roxborough. It's a very warm start out there this morning, and we won't warm up a whole lot. We'll just take it into the mid to upper 60s this afternoon, especially because we'll see increasing chances for rain later on. The weekend still looks wet, but not all of it. I'll show you which parts of it you could salvage coming up.
Happening today, Raleigh police are expected to release the body cam video in the death of Daryl Williams from last month. WRAL's Laura Levine is live this morning outside the Raleigh Police Department as we wait for this release and the new information that will come along with it. Laura.
Jeff, today the public will get to see the moments or some of the moments leading up to the death of Daryl Williams in RPD custody. We will get to see that body camera footage today, something that many people have been anticipating to see. Now, a judge granted Chief Patterson's request that the video is released to Williams' family first, and also the faces of people not involved will get blurred. Williams was shocked 3 times by a taser by police and told officers he had a heart condition before he later died. Duke law experts picked apart the case as we await the video. Brandon Garrett, founder of the Wilson Center of Science and Justice, believes the death of Daryl Williams was unnecessary. He says police need more training on non-lethal tools and understanding medical conditions.
More fundamental question is, why are you tasing this person? Why is it justified? What does the public safety need to incapacitate this person? Many police officers are inexperienced, or some are trained, but the training may be uneven. And we can't really expect police officers to be frontline medical providers.
Right now, 6 officers involved are on administrative leave. We will have full coverage and reaction once that video is released later today. Laura Levine, WRAL News. We're live in Raleigh.
Parents and school leaders in Durham are expressing their frustration and calling for answers after shooting near Hillside High School that left a 17-year-old student dead. Frustrations boiled over during a school board meeting last night following the shooting, which left another teen hurt. The shooting happened along the American Tobacco Trail near the school on Wednesday. School board members expressed grief over the situation.
Our students should not have to deal with this type of grief. Our families in that community, our educators shouldn't have to deal with that type of grief.
There is a solution to the problem, But if we're not talking to our children, we're not going to get that solution because we as adults do not really know what they need.
Police have not revealed why the teens were on the trail during the school day, what led to the shooting, or the names of those who were shot.
We're learning more about an assault on UNC's campus. UNC officials tell us a man pulled a student into the woods outside the Craig Residence Hall. It's on Skipper Bowles Drive. This happened Wednesday night. The student fought off the attacker and contacted university police. The man was arrested.
A woman is in serious condition this morning after being hit by a stray bullet while sitting inside a car. This happened on Lashley Street in the Edgecombe County town of Pine Tops around 6 last night. A man told police he and the woman were sitting in the car when they heard gunshots in the distance and then one hit her. Police say a home where several people were sitting on a front porch was also struck.
And Governor Roy Cooper will be at the White House today talking with the Biden administration about economic development and other issues. The National Governors Association winter meeting is happening in D.C. through tomorrow. Governor Cooper spoke there yesterday as part of the public portion of the meeting. Today, governors will speak with President Biden and Vice President Harris about opportunities for states to invest in infrastructure, manufacturing, workforce development, and other key priorities.
We're expecting to learn more from Rocky Mount Police this morning about what led to officers shooting a man in a parking lot. Investigators were on the scene until nearly 11 last night after the shooting yesterday afternoon at the Oakwood Shopping Center on Eastern Avenue. Witnesses say the man pulled a gun, shot at the officers before they shot back at him. The police chief says the man was taken to UNC Nash Hospital and later flown to Vidant Medical Center in Greenville. No one else was hurt. The two officers involved will likely be placed on administrative leave.
Breaking news from overseas. After midnight, we learned the death toll from the massive earthquake in Turkey and Syria has now risen above 21,000 people. That makes this the deadliest earthquake in the world in 15 years. The U.S. also announced overnight it is providing $85 million in humanitarian aid to those affected by the disaster. The World Health Organization says cold and snow are making search conditions worse and could put survivors' lives at risk. Some people are still being pulled out alive from the wreckage after the earthquake. This new video shows a 10-year-old girl who survived more than 90 hours trapped under that rubble in Turkey. Officials say the first thing the girl asked for after being rescued was a glass of milk. Search crews are hoping there are more stories of survival to tell in the days ahead.
We certainly hope so. A man accused of hitting a 91-year-old woman with a car and driving away is in jail this morning. 28-year-old Kenneth Quevedo is in the Robeson County Jail. Deputies arrested him last night and charged him in a hit and run that happened Wednesday morning in Red Springs. Authorities say the woman who was hit remains in critical condition.
Wake County School District will have a new superintendent next year. Superintendent Caddy Moore plans to retire at the end of this school year. Moore has been an educator for more than 30 years, spending the last 5 years as superintendent. In that time, she's faced major challenges, including the pandemic, staffing issues, and threats against schools. The school board has begun the search for the district's next leader.
The Super Bowl is only 2 days away, and that means time is running out to find a spot to watch it if you want to get out of the house. WRAL's Nye Harden is live this morning on Glenwood Avenue as local businesses prepare for a busy weekend. And then, of course, there's a festival, Valentine's Day, coming up, too.
That's absolutely right. You've got Super Bowl, you've got Valentine's Day. A lot of people are going to be celebrating. You'll see several different crowds at different bars and restaurants around the area this weekend. And if you haven't made plans for your weekend, you still can. WRAL Out and About has a list of places you can watch the big game. You've got Carolina Ale House, which is WRAL's Voters' Choice Award winner for Best Sports Bar. Then My Way Tavern, Winging It Bar and Grill, Rally Point Sports Grill, and you've got the Cleveland Draft House. Now, some restaurants like the new Sports and Social in Fenton are already sold out, so don't wait to reserve. We've got a full list of the best sports bars for you to watch the big game on WRAL.com or the news app. Nye Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
And like Nye said, Super Bowl 57 is this Sunday. You can watch it on Fox 50. You won't want to miss. Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Philadelphia Eagles from Glendale, Arizona. Game begins at 6:30. The pregame coverage, though, starts at 11 a.m.
It is 4:39. We're getting a closer look at the balloon from China that flew over the U.S. last week. What federal agents are revealing about what the balloon was set up to do. Plus,
I really want to know what's going on because I don't feel safe.
People in a Rocky Mountain neighborhood have a lot of questions after a four-year-old was found dead. Their reaction to the tragedy in their own backyard.
And meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRA Severe Weather Center with a wet weekend forecast. She'll join us after the break.
It is 4:43. We're waking up to a few showers this morning, but it's not going to look like this all day. This is going to move through and be out of here by the time a lot of folks hit the road, say around 7 or 8 o'clock this morning. But the roads will be wet after this band of rain moves through. We're seeing some of that between Pittsboro and Raleigh, and again, north of Goldsboro, over through Wilson, Rocky Mount, over into Edgecombe County. So it's going to be wet here for another 2 hours or so. And then after that, we're going to get a bit of a break. So here we are, and you can see that band of showers. Watch how quickly that zips on out here. 6 a.m. and we'll see that continuing to slide eastward here across the area. And of course, looking at that potential for more rain as we get through the remainder of the weekend and a big drop in our temperatures. I'll show you what it'll feel like by Sunday coming up.
We're working to learn more this morning about the death of a four-year-old boy in Rocky Mount. Police say EMS found the boy unresponsive at the Hampton Village apartment complex at around 10:30 yesterday morning. The boy was rushed to UNC Health Nash, where he later died. People who live nearby say they were surprised to see the apartment complex filled with police.
Normally, it's a safe neighborhood. Like I said, we got cameras right here. I got the Ring camera right there. Or whatever, and I always have my daughter out here playing, so I really want to know what's going on because I don't feel safe.
Police have not released information about how the boy may have died.
This morning, FBI agents are sorting through the remains of a suspected Chinese spy balloon shot down off the coast of South Carolina. New images show crews out in the ocean working to recover pieces of the balloon to send back for processing. They're analyzing parts, including wiring and electronics. Officials say the debris field extended over more than 7 miles.
The search comes as tensions grow between the U.S. and China over the purpose of that balloon. Intelligence office officials gave their clearest picture yet of its mission. They say the balloon was part of a global surveillance fleet sent to monitor more than 40 countries. China keeps insisting the balloon was for civilian use to track weather patterns.
I can assure you this was not for civilian purposes. That is, we are 100% clear about that.
We cannot allow a balloon to enter U.S. airspace. That's a spy balloon. That simply is unacceptable.
U.S. officials say the balloon was capable of monitoring intelligence, but they don't think China learned much because it stopped transmitting as soon as China realized the government knew it was in our airspace.
Happening now in the WREL Live Center, Ukrainian officials are warning of widespread Russian missile attacks right now. Air raid sirens are in effect across Ukraine as officials again are warning of this potential attack. A lot of people are taking shelter right now. We've also learned Russia has struck Zaporizhia and Kharkiv with up to 35 missiles so far. And these attacks have caused power interruptions across western, eastern and southern regions of Ukraine.
Michelle, thanks. Wake County District Attorney Lauren Freeman says the investigation into campaign ads involving Attorney General Josh Stein is over. The case was tied to a 2020 campaign ad against Republican Jim O'Neill. The DA was investigating whether a commercial criticizing O'Neill broke a 1931 law making certain political speech unlawful. Earlier this week, a federal appeals court ruled in Stein's favor, saying the obscure statute is likely unconstitutional.
We had a nice stretch of sunny and dry days, and now we're in for a few days of rain. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner shows us what's happening out there right now.
Yeah, we kick it off with live Joule Doppler 5000 radar. And when you just take a look at this, it looks like there's a good bit of rain out there, and there is. But back to the west, there's not much left. So this is a little wave that's coming through this morning, and the bulk of today stays dry until we get to mid-afternoon, and then we're going to see our next wave coming through, and that will have more of an effect on our evening commute. So the evening commute is going to be fairly messy. messy. The morning commute, the roads will be wet, but it may not be raining by the time we get most people out on the roads. But we're seeing some showers down here from Sanford to Dunn and Benson, from Wilson to Rocky Mount up into Edgecombe County. We'll take a look at Futurecast again, and you can see just that quick blip this morning by 6 a.m. Most of it's out of here. And Futurecast even tries to show a little bit of clearing. I'm not so sure that that's realistic. I think we'll be cloudy for the bulk of the day. At lunchtime, it should be dry. If you have to be out to head to a meeting or run some errands at lunchtime, you should be fine. But by 3 o'clock, we start to see the next wave rolling through, and almost everybody will be seeing rain during the evening commute. The Friday evening commute is already a pretty big headache. It's going to be even worse today with all that rain. Overnight, we'll see a few showers, especially south and east, and then Saturday morning, the potential for a few light showers down to the south. The rain that we see Saturday during the day will mostly be down to the south, but we should get a good break for the bulk of us around midday. You can see that at noon. And then by the time we get to the evening again, here comes the rain. So the bulk of the daylight hours Saturday should stay dry, and then more rain moves up from the south. It's going to be a wet night on Saturday night and on Sunday morning. We take a look at the morning hours. You can see there's 8 a.m. and it's turning cooler too. Sunday's going to be a chilly and wet day. There's going to be some wintry precipitation, say from Winston-Salem westward, and the mountains will see several inches of snow. We're going to talk more about that in just a little while. So our weekend outlook, today is really warm. It's warm this morning in the 60s. We'll see 69 for this afternoon, but then just 53 on Saturday with a good chance of rain overnight Saturday and almost all day Sunday with that high of 47 degrees. Right now it is wet out as we take a live look at downtown Raleigh. Mid-60s, really warm. We'll see highs in the upper 60s this afternoon, so it won't be that much warmer than it is right now. We could hit 70s for Fayetteville, Clinton, Goldsboro, and Rocky Mount, however. We did break a record yesterday in Raleigh. The old record was 74. We did hit 75. Fayetteville tied at 75. And you might think, well, we're not going to see a whole lot of that anytime soon. As a matter of fact, it turns really chilly for us over the weekend. You can see that cold air pushing in. But take a look at this. So, yes, it is chilly Saturday at 53 and Sunday at 47. But once we get into Monday, and we start the warm-up, and look at that. There's another 74 in our forecast for Thursday. It does look wet, though.
It's wild to see that. Those temperatures, crazy. Elizabeth, thanks. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes already has something to celebrate before the Super Bowl. A big honor he's getting ahead of the big game.
And coming up at 5, a growing memorial at a store in Harnett County. A 16-year-old is facing a murder charge in the death of a store clerk.
Welcome back this morning. Tip-over accidents involving furniture can happen in an instant, sometimes even when parents are right there. There's a new report that shows over the course of two decades, nearly 600 people were killed by furniture tipping over. Most involved kids and TVs. As 5 on Your Side's Keely Arthur shows us, many of these accidents can be prevented by using safety tethers that only cost a few bucks.
So when my nephews come over, it's always a scramble trying to put things up and tether things to the wall.
Does it kind of give you a different awareness of the safety of your house?
Very much so. Very much so. We realize very quickly how not childproof our home is.
Super Bowl 57 airs Sunday on Fox 50, and retailers often put TVs on sale to entice people to upgrade their screens ahead of the big game. It's such a big TV buying time that the CPSC is using it to remind you to anchor your TV and furniture.
Spend that $20 on an anchoring kit and give yourself some peace of mind.
A new report estimates there are more than 19,000 emergency room visits a year from tip-over accidents. That's actually an improvement from years past.
But we still got some work to do.
Pam Springs with the CPSC says starting May 24th, new rules take effect for certain furniture like dressers and cabinets.
More stringent testing practices to ensure that furniture is more stable.
Springs says proof of that testing will start appearing on furniture labels. For music, Amount keeps his TVs away from little hands and he puts them through his own tough test.
I usually hang on it. To be honest with you, I pull on it, and if it doesn't come out of the wall, I think it's in there pretty good.
If you can't anchor something, there are still some precautions you can take. You want to move your TV to the back of a low, sturdy base. Store heavier items on the lowest shelves or drawers, and don't put toys or remotes where kids may be tempted to climb up and reach them.
A costly mistake by Google after the company unveiled its new artificial intelligence technology known as Bard. In a demonstration of the technology this week, the chatbot made a factual error when asked a question about the James Webb Space Telescope. Google shares dropped $100 billion following that mistake. Bard is still in private testing. The technology is expected to be released to the public in the coming weeks. An important safety warning this morning about certain baby strollers. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says the baby trend sit and stand, double and ultra strollers can pose a threat to children. Their head or neck can become trapped if they're not properly secured. One child has died after getting stuck in one of these strollers, and at least another has gotten hurt. Parents are urged to remove the stroller's canopy when it's not in use.
Patrick Mahomes has another award to add to his trophy shelf before he tries to win his second Super Bowl this weekend. Mahomes was named the NFL's most valuable player last night during the NFL Honors Awards show. It's the second time in his career he's been named MVP. Mahomes led the league in touchdowns and passing yards this season. The death toll in the earthquake that devastated Turkey and Syria is climbing by the thousands. New video shows the moments more survivors were pulled from the rubble.
And here's a live look now at Durham, where the WRL Breaking News Tracker is navigating the wet roads. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will give us a breakdown of how rain's going to affect your weekend plans.